where a routine turnover becomes the booking you can't get back. Renata had run this turnover 40 times. Same house, same checklist, same 5-hour window. She unlocked the door a little after 11, rolled her card into the entryway, and stopped. The suitcases were still open on the living room floor. Someone was asleep on the couch. The last guests hadn't left. And in 4 hours, the next ones were arriving. Here's the lesson before the story, because this is the one that costs you a booking you can't get back. A same-day turnover with no buffer is a checkout you cannot actually enforce. If your entire schedule depends on strangers walking out the door exactly on time, you don't have a policy. You have a hope. Give your cleaner real authority. Give yourself a buffer, and never sell a back-to-back gap you aren't prepared to police. Now, how a normal booking got here. 3-night stay, 2 adults, polite messages, easy check-in. Checkout was 11. The next guests were booked for 4 that afternoon. A 5-hour turnaround, which sounds like plenty, right up until it isn't. On checkout morning, 1 message came in. Our flight got pushed. Can you hang around a few more hours? Marcus, the host, answered the way you're supposed to, kindly and clearly. No, we have guests arriving this afternoon, and checkout is firm at 11. Thanks so much. The guests went quiet. Not okay quiet, just gone. So Renata arrives, and there they are. Groggy, unbothered. Oh, we booked a late checkout. They had not. Then, we'll be out soon. And they didn't move. This is the moment the whole day turns, so watch what Renata did, and what she didn't. She did not argue. She did not start hauling their bags to the porch. She did not stand over them. She stepped back outside, called Marcus, and Marcus did the one thing that matters most in an overstay. He put every word onto the platform's message thread, with timestamps. It's 11:40, my cleaner is on site, and the unit is still occupied. Next guests arrive at 4. By noon, they were still there. The incoming guests texted, "I'm about 20 minutes out." Marcus called the platform support line and opened a case. Not at the crisis peak, but early, while there was still runway. The guests finally wandered out around 1:30. Renata had lost half her window. The arriving guest waited a cop. The guests finally wandered out around 1:30. Renata had lost half her window. The arriving guest waited at a coffee shop down the street. Everybody left a little bruised, and nobody had broken a single thing. So here's your postmortem. 4 moves, and none of them involve confronting anybody. 1. Build a buffer. Even a few hours between stays gives you room to absorb an overstay. On a busy or higher risk listing, a full gap day is cheap insurance against exactly this. A same day back-to-back leaves you 0 margin. 2. Your cleaner is not security. Give them a short written script. Checkout was at 11. The next guests arrive this afternoon. I need to start now, and I'm letting the host know. And clear instructions to never physically confront a guest, block a door, or touch their belongings. Call the host, photograph the situation with timestamps, step back out. 3. Enforce checkout before checkout day. Automated reminders the night before and the morning of. A late checkout fee schedule written into your separate rental agreement, so a few more hours has a price and a paper trail. And smart lock codes that expire at checkout, so access ends on schedule whether or not the guest agrees. 4. Keep it all on the platform. Every message, every timestamp, in the system while you'll eventually need it. Open the support case early. And here's the part that turns an annoyance into a genuine legal problem. So this one goes for hosts anywhere. In a lot of places, a guest who stays long enough stops being a guest in the eyes of the law and starts to look like a tenant, with rights that can take weeks and a court to unwind. The number of nights that flips that switch varies by where you operate, and a standoff on a turnover day is the worst possible time to learn yours. So the national rule is simple. Know your local thresholds before you ever list. Keep every stay comfortably under it. Problem, and treat any refusal to leave as a documentation and support problem to solve immediately. Never a door to force, and never a situation you let ripen into a squatter's rights fight. Because the ugly truth of this one is that the guests didn't break anything. They just stayed. And a checkout you can't enforce is a booking that was never really yours. Every mess in this show earns a lesson, and this one earned you a buffer. Next time on The Cleaning Fee, the guest who left right on time and left the place spotless, then sent one message that turned a 5-star stay into a ransom note. Follow The Cleaning Fee so you know exactly what to do when a review comes with a price tag. Mind the gap and mind the clock.